In the studio today, we have the Territory's brand new Minister for Agribusiness and Aquaculture, Nicole Mennison. Welcome to the Country Hour studio.
Well, good afternoon, Matt. And can I say, as a long-time listener and first-time interviewee here on the Country Hour, I am just thrilled to be here.
Oh, well, you're the Minister for all that is primary industries. You know, for anyone in agriculture, mining, anything to do with primary industries, you are now their Minister.
And Northern Development, which is going to be just fantastic as well.
Have you got, you're the Minister for a lot, aren't you? Can you rattle them off? Can you remember them all?
Well, I'm delighted that I'm still the Deputy Chief Minister, Minister for Police, Fire and Emergency Services. Of course, I've got agribusiness, aquaculture. I have got Northern Australia and industry. I've got defence industries. And I've got international education. I think I've got them there. But these are just amazing portfolios. I can't wait to sink my teeth into them. And what I love about them so much is that it's all about jobs, and more jobs, and creating more opportunities for Territorians and Territory business.
When you got given all these ministries, when I first called up a few people in the primary industry sector, quite a few of them said, oh, gee, she's in charge of a lot. She got a lot on her plate. What would you say to farmers that are concerned that maybe you won't be able to focus 100% on the primary industries?
Have you seen the size of my shoulders, Matt? I am somebody who has a big capacity for a lot of work. I love working. I love going out there and supporting Territorians, and I have a track record that absolutely demonstrates that I am a hard worker. I've got the ability to get across a lot of information. But most importantly, you've got somebody here who is determined to be a fierce advocate for the industry. And I'm determined to make sure that I grow jobs and I grow opportunities for everyone, and I just can't wait to get out there.
If you've got a question for the new minister, please do send them through and make the most of the opportunity. Our text at the Country Hour, 0487 99 1057. What do you love about agriculture?
I love the fact that here in the Territory, we have a long-time proven industry. This is a world-class leader here in the Territory when you look at the cattle industry, for example. It is about $1 billion to this economy. It means so much. It's so many jobs. It's about feeding the world. It's about driving economic growth and development here. And we have a world-class industry here in the Northern Territory. It's also about the opportunities we have when we look to expand more crops, more forestry. And again, this is going to create more jobs. I'm really excited about the three precincts that we've got open at the moment through the NT Land Corporation.
All right, yes. So this is there. Wildman, Larimer, and the big patch out there near the WANT border.
Absolutely. And seeing what interest we get there. And from what I understand, we are getting interest thick and fast.
Right. Has expressions of interest officially opened for that?
So we'll be going out in the next few months and looking with some of those processes and some of the interests that's come forward, and we'll be having a bit of a clearer look at it. I don't have the exact time frame here, Matt.
That's all right.
But again, to have land and to have a lot of interest is the reports I've got back from the department. It is great news.
In the lead up to the election, Labor didn't talk about agriculture too much, not too many promises for farmers and for miners. Why was that?
It would be fair to say that Let's be really frank about this. The number one issue and the biggest issue and the biggest threat we have facing this industry and the whole Northern Territory is coronavirus. So let's be really clear about that. If we don't get on top of the health issues, that will have a devastating impact on the economy here in the Northern Territory and our ability to function and to invest and to grow. So yes, we did have to spend a lot of time talking about how we would protect people's health, how we would keep coronavirus out of the Northern Territory and our plans to rebound out of it. We're going to continue the good work that we've done in this space. And, to Minister Kirby, he's done a stellar job out there. For example, we've done a raft of legislation around hemp. There's been trials around the cotton, of course. There is just a huge amount of opportunity there. We're going to continue supporting the industry going forward. But let's face it, this was a very unique election. It was a campaign that I hope we never have to function in that type of environment ever again with a global health pandemic. And that is why you did not see the traditional style of campaign, but we do have an agribusiness policy.
Questions on 0487 99 1057. A question from someone in the cattle industry. Minister, pastoralists in 2019 saw some serious threats to land tenure security. and a serious deterioration in the relationship between pastoralists and the chief minister and his ministers, claims this person. How do you plan to improve the relationship between government and the pastoral industry?
Well, I thought we had an incredibly constructive relationship and I intend to keep it that way. I've certainly reached out to the cattlemen's. I'm looking forward to sitting down and meeting with them face to face, but also getting out to stations myself. I love meeting people on the ground, giving them the opportunity to show me their business, how they work, how they operate, and what are the things that I can do as a minister in the government representing them to help them in their business and to further grow the industry.
Is there any awkwardness between Labor and the cattle industry? The NT pastoral industry, so many of them in the lead up to the election really flew their flag pretty high when it came to the CLP and wanting Tracy Hayes to beat Michael Gunner. Does that make it weird?
No, definitely not for me. I'm someone here who's about, like I said, jobs, and more jobs and helping the industry grow. So
you can look past all that?
Oh, absolutely. Like it, for me, it's about what is best for the Northern Territory. And the best thing for the Northern Territory is to have a really strong cattle sector, a really strong industry. So I can't wait to get out there to get to know more people in the industry and to do my very best to help them grow.
If you're tuning in, this is the Country Hour and we're speaking to the brand new Minister for Agribusiness and Aquaculture, Nicole Mennison. If you've got a question, 0487 99 1057. Just on the title, Agribusiness and Aquaculture, why go so niche on aquaculture?
Well, I think it presents incredible opportunities. Again, I keep saying the word jobs and opportunities because this is what this industry is all about.
Yeah.
Look at,
you know what I mean? Why not go fisheries? Because then you encompass the whole thing, including the wild cod industry. But aquaculture is pretty niche.
Well, I think, again, some really big opportunities there and opportunities to see it grow. We've already got just world-class industry when it comes to South Sea pearling. When you have a look at the opportunities there through barramundi and, of course, prawns, you know, Project Sea Dragon. 4 years of when we're in government, it's one that I've really wanted to see get up and we'll continue relentlessly pursuing that opportunity as well.
Why not call it fisheries?
Yeah, I think aquaculture's fine and also agribusiness. I think to get caught up in the titles, it really, what really matters? What really matters is having a minister that's going to be going out there and making sure that they fiercely advocate for the industry and to grow the opportunities for everyone.
Yeah, and to be fair, the NT Seafood Council said the exact same thing. A question from David who says, which department will biosecurity officers and operational officers sit in?
Yeah, you'll see it in the department. Like the people that are doing those jobs will still fundamentally be doing the same jobs. So the Department of Industry, Tourism and Trade, where you'll see the functions that I'm responsible sitting under.
Yeah, so that's the Department of Prime Minister and Resources, that's been merged into one of these super departments.
It's in the Industry, Tourism and Trade. That's where it sits as part of the industry arm, and that's where you'll find those officers.
What are the benefits of this super department is in? What's the benefit of having an entomologist in Katherine working for the same department as someone who organises the Masters Games? What's the benefit of that for a farmer?
I think it's because we're going to have more skill sets in the agency. It's going to be more streamlined. You're going to be able to see that the trade arm there is going to be very much so looking at the technical aspects on the ground about how we can get these opportunities out. So I think it's putting all the people that need to be together in the one place. This is, like I said, it's about growing our economy. It's about creating new jobs and growing the industry. So having them together in the one place, I think, is going to do a great job.
The agricultural sector believes when it comes to creating more jobs, there's a massive opportunity when it comes to cotton. How supportive are you of that industry?
Yeah, I'm getting my incoming briefings and yes, you'll see that you'll have a supportive minister in that space. There are certainly a lot of, unfortunately, incorrect understandings and beliefs around the cotton industry, particularly around water and around pesticides, and they simply are not true. And
when you jump on Facebook and see a massive poster that says cotton kills rivers, do you think?
Well, I wasn't particularly impressed when I found stickers across my Corflute eyes, you know, saying the very same thing during the election campaign. So let's get real, Matt. Let's get out there. And the way that we are going to be able to sell those opportunities is by making sure that we're talking about it and we are educating people so they have the full facts in front of them rather than people who are trying to peddle incorrect information. The thing that is just, I think, very clear, if you're going out there and you're growing a crop, you have a water allocation and you have to stick to that water allocation. That applies to all different crops, including cotton. So I think there are just some absolute firsties out there. People need to understand that that there has been a lot of change, and this is going to create more opportunities for Territorians. So you will see that you will have a minister advocating for that.
The industry would love the government to chip in with some dollars to help build a cotton gin at Katherine. Have you got $10 million or so?
Well, as a former treasurer, I can tell you that there are a lot of people that come to you with lots of different asks for different amounts of money. So early days, I am having a look into this very issue as an incoming minister.
You wouldn't rule it out?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
A text here from Jimmy in the desert. G'day, Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Welcome to the jungle, Minister, says Jimmy. Do you have any plans to entice businesses to the territory and incentivise corporate ag to be territory-based rather than Queensland-based?
Well, it doesn't just apply to ag businesses, let's be very frank. Look at resources, gas, many of the different businesses that operate here in the Northern Territory. So corporate attraction has been something that we have been working on. Frankly, if you want to do business in the Northern Territory, we want you to put your corporate business resources here in the Northern Territory too. So that will continue to be part of the conversations that we have with people that intend to come in and do business. But if you are going to come and benefit from doing business in the Northern Territory, we want to see your commitment to Territorians, and a good way to show that is by investing in local jobs.
Do you have something in particular that you want to sink your teeth into straight away in this new gig?
Really, for me, Matt, it's about getting out there as quickly as possible and meeting as many people as possible, because I am a firm believer that you need to have really rounded opinions, views and expertise provided to you as a minister. And for me, the best place to get them is getting out there on the ground and talking to people in business. So
we need to rush you down to Katherine this afternoon for the sundowners at NT Farmers.
Yes, it's unfortunate. I would have loved to have gone there, but I'm looking forward to getting in the car and racking up a whole heap of kilometres between now and the end of the year and going out there and meeting as many people as possible.
Just before I let you walk out the door, we're about to hear from the NT Farmers Association, who feel you got to think outside the box to attract more people into ag.
Yep.
And maybe giving the uni students a little discount on the hex is a good idea. What's your thoughts?
Well, I can remember the joys of having a hex debt. And if there are any federal incentives that can be put in place that encourage people to come and work in the Northern Territory, then I certainly would like to see the federal government consider it. For me, if they're serious about creating jobs in the north and supporting the agricultural sector, then, hey, have a look at it. It wouldn't hurt.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Matt. It's been fabulous.
That's Nicole Mennison, the new Minister for Agribusiness and Aquaculture.